The challenge for those watching fields of soybeans for signs of Asian rust is confirming the disease has infected plants in time for farmers to apply fungicide. This fungus defoliates the plant, which fails to produce pods and then dies. To get ahead of the problem, crop consultant Randy Van Heeren of Pest Pros, Inc. received a state development and diversification grant of almost $25,000. It will help fund the 12 consultants he has stationed all across the state. They trap and filter rainwater for signs that spores have blown in from contaminated regions of the country. Van Heeren says winds and rain blowing north from the recent hurricane are a concern.
It takes a significant hard rain to scrub the spores from the air. So a half-inch hard rain, something like that, we're not really sure what the critical level is. That's what we want to discover.
And Van Heeren says spraying before the disease appears is not effective.
The reason that we are plowing ahead with the spore trapping type approach is that spores may never make it into Wisconsin early enough in the season to create a problem for us. They may stay down in central Illinois. So if you react to what's happening in Illinois and other places, you may be spraying for no good reason.
Meanwhile, economists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture say an outbreak of Asian rust in the soybean crop could cost the Wisconsin economy $500 million. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.